That is the Mayo walk-up as chosen by you for Mayo Mondays, and we are awaiting the walk-up. The walk-up to the phone this week. Wiggy, we're here in the studio this week, yes. not at Gillette.
I was not at Gillette.
How were things at Gillette at 5 o'clock this morning?
Pretty quiet. Good.
Quiet.
Yeah, quiet on the scene.
Nice.
You know,
I had a little scenic view of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as you made your way out there and then raced back here, made it for the start of the show.
Well, so. It was quiet. You know, there was I didn't get any whispered or no sources out there
Nothing
potentially.
Good.
Courtney, you know those nightmares where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I missed class?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that, Wiggy, with the NFL? Like, do you like wake up like, oh my God, am I late for a meeting? Is that part of what drove you to the Gillette Stadium?
No. For some reason, every Monday, I think we're at Gillette because we've been there for so long. And
well, we'll be back there next week.
Yeah.
I think.
And unless I get a text Sunday night, I'm like.
Although, I don't know what's going to happen next week because they're going to be late getting back when it comes to.
Yeah,
the
I bet
West
you were
Coast.
Here.
Probably be here next
week. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll make sure that Sunday I will send a text Sunday night.
Finding out where
whether or not we're in Gillette. Yes.
Shots fired to Ken.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how that goes, Curtis. Sometimes. We're supposed to do things, and then last minute's a switch-up, so, you know.
Communications are major, not our policy.
That's it.
I don't even have the dreams about missing a class. I have these recurring dreams where I've forgotten that I was signed up for a class for an entire semester, and it's like the last...
You have them now?
Oh, my God. I have them so often, and it's me trying to go find a teacher to say, I forgot about this. I can't fail this class. What do I do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have them a lot.
That's interesting because you're no longer in college.
Right. Correct.
Oh, I still have that all the time.
You
do? Oh, yeah.
I
missed the ad drop period or like I got,
See, I don't have missing. I always have dreams that I'm still playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the NFL. And I wake up like, oh, damn. Am I still playing? But then I realize.
I still got it.
No, like I had a dream the other night playing with Brady. And I'm like, I'm always having dreams about, like, that I'm still playing in the league, but...
I'll say it, Greg. I have dreams about playing with Brady, too.
Well, Curtis, he's coming along. He's doing better, so I think he's going to stick with this career for a while.
37 million reasons why he would.
It's this year and he's done. That's it.
You think so?
Because he'll be the owner next year, and that's what he wants to do.
Okay.
That's why Greg Olson's still with Fox. He'll go back to the one chair next
really?
Year.
You think it's only one season?
Wow.
I never thought he'd do it, so, don't take me at my word, but I believe that that's the case.
Huh. All right. Well, Gerard Mayo is brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts when it comes to treating the sexual health issues of men with 5 New England offices, or... at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. And here he is, Gerard Mayo. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw Wiggy walking up this morning. Where are you? Are you guys in the studio or not?
If you guys
are in studio, I'll walk down there.
No, we're in Brighton. Wiggy did not pay attention to his coach here at the radio station. Let me ask you.
99 and 1.
A guy doesn't listen to his coach and goes to the wrong location for practice, I'm assuming that he would be sat or something like that. Am I right about that?
Hey, man, I live that life. Just got to get the one back with the group. So it's all good.
I was showing up for maybe a walk-on tryout. No one was there, though.
I know you had a meeting with the guys. Anything important that you need to announce on this show as a result of that or no?
Not at all. You know, we have normal squad meetings almost every day. And so today, it's a bonus day for us and kind of went through some corrections from the last game. It put some things into perspective, that it's early in the season and, we're still trying to figure this thing out, as a coaching staff, as players. And, we'll get better. When we talk about the North Star, we just got to get better every single week. And, Thursday night obviously wasn't reflective of the things that we talked about. So, I also took them through – some of the storylines around the league that started back in the spring. Super Bowl contenders are the Steelers, they went 0-2 in the preseason. Everyone are 0-whatever in the preseason. and everyone was panicking. You guys are sitting there at 3-0, and so look, it's the NFL, and you know, any given Sunday, you know, teams can go out there and perform and win a game, and we just need more consistency across the board.
Now that you've had some time to digest and reflect and watch film, is Thursday night still as ugly as it looked in real time, or are you able to take some positives out of that?
I'll be honest. Look, Thursday was a very ugly day and ugly game. You know, one thing we always hang our hat on is being able to control the line of scrimmage, and you guys have heard me say it time and time again, couldn't do that. We just, you know, going back to the Wiggy thing with the 99-1 or the 10-1, you got 10 guys out there doing the right thing. If one guy doesn't do the right thing, then it's a bad play, and it can cost you. And that's, you know, that's the, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball to tell guys when, you know, when it's going to be a huge play, and I just don't have it. It's important that we maintain our focus every single play.
Gerard, one of the things that you talked about was wanting to, you know, just push the ball downfield, maybe taking advantage of that, you know, 15 to 20 yard, you know, football area where you can get involved in the passing game there. You guys average 1.8 yards per pass. What do you think you have to do differently to get this passing game going, especially to that intermediate, mediate, and, you know, deeper shots down the field?
Yeah, we tried to get to the play-action game because we have been running the ball so effectively. And so, you know, we tried to get into that intermediate through the play-action games. It just didn't work out. We couldn't protect the quarterback, you know, whether we're talking about boot plays or play-action or anything like that. And, you know, it was a struggle all game. And the more I learn about this team and our identity, the more, you know, you sit there and say, we have to control the clock. We have to control the ball and the line of scrimmage, and that's through running the ball. Now, in saying that, we have to be able to throw the ball, you know, off of those run plays and give teams, you know, keep teams off balance.
Gerard, well, I'm sure you don't want
to. I will say this. Like, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and just focus on the offense. Like, what happened against the Jets? I mean, it was all three phases. It was coaching as well. And, you know, I'm the first one to raise my hand and take responsibility for the team that we put out there on Thursday night.
Well, I'm sure you don't want it. I'm sure you can learn a lot about the guys that you do have on your team after a loss like that. Standing here today, what have you learned about them?
Well, it's still early, so we practice later on today. And, you know, my message to the team once again is, you know, win, lose, or draw, we have to turn the page and we have to play better football. And that's kind of what we talked about this morning. You know, we could have easily, you know, I shouldn't say easily, but, you know, the Seattle game, that could have been another win. And, you know, sitting here at 2-1, I think people feel a lot better, but that's not the case. And we can't go back and replay that game. It's about looking forward. And today it's really all about NEP. It's about the Patriots and has nothing to do with anyone else. It's about things that continue to show up on film that cost us. And that's what we're going to focus on today before we get into the next game.
Gerard, immediately following the Thursday night game, you said that everybody is going to be evaluated individually and that you hadn't spoken with the coaching staff yet related to the quarterback. And then Friday morning on the Zoom call, you said you're 100% behind Jacoby. What shifted from the end of that game Thursday night and then the next morning where you were much more assertive in discussing the quarterback position?
Well, no, that's a great question. Like, I couldn't sleep, and so I watched all the film, all three phases, you know, through the wee hours of the morning. And after watching the film, I still feel that Jacoby gives us the best chance to win football games, and we're 100% behind that decision.
Now,
what did you see from Drake May, though? You got to see, you know, his first regular season NFL action, 4 minutes there. What did you see, and what did you like and not like?
No, I would say first, you know, the one thing I liked was just the toughness. You know, he took a couple hits when he was in there. He also made some plays with his feet, which I thought was very encouraging. And just like, you know, on the other side, just like any other, you know, rookie quarterback or a quarterback without a lot of experience, there were times, you know, you see him looking at the rush, and that's a natural thing, and he just has to get over that hump, and that comes with more playing time.
And when you talk about, because you had said that, you know, it's always a competition, everybody's competing, even though you're at the point right now and you say, all right, Jacoby gives us the best chance to win this week, is it still something that where you're going to see, you know, Drake getting opportunities in practice, and is it still really a week-to-week
100%.
Thing with Jacoby Brissett?
I would say, look, Jacoby's our quarterback. I don't want to really deal with the hypotheticals, mm-hmm. but I will say, yeah, every position, it is a competition. And once again, I just think that Jacoby gives us our best chance.
Can you evaluate?
And that's the balance. So that's the balance. And yeah, the next question you're going to ask, can you, you know, have a true evaluation of Drake if he's not getting the, let's say, 50-50 split? And I think we can. And once again, because he's not out there, you know, all the time with the ones, he is, you know, getting a lot of reps out there on the field, and we'll evaluate those reps.
Well, I was going to say, can you get
whether it's the showtime or anything like that, but go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, can you get a true evaluation of the two of them with the offensive line the way it is currently constructed?
You know, I would say it's tough. It's tough at this point in saying that. You know, when you look at our team, you know, these guys, the offensive line, you know, we struggled a little bit in protection. I would say, you know, going back to the Seattle game, the first half protection was a lot better than the second half protection. So even with that, you know, with those moving pieces, we're still trying to figure out, all right, who are the best five to protect the quarterback, and then we'll go from there.
I'm an overthinker, so I've been asking this question a lot, but you know Drake better than anybody else. Does it worry you at all that he may overthink the 4 minutes that he had in game action if he doesn't see the field again for quite some time?
It doesn't worry me. You know, he's one of these guys that, you know, he comes in here with good energy every day, and he's going to take full advantage of every rep that he gets. This guy just loves football, and I can appreciate that.
Jerod, in the week leading up to the Thursday night game, or the 2 to 3 days from Sunday to Thursday, Pop Douglas made his feelings known that he was unhappy with the number of touches he had in the first two games. Any concern that you reward the behavior of a player speaking out about their involvement with an immediate sign in the next game of getting him the ball right away?
One thing I would say is, you know, I can appreciate all the players that, you know, have the ability to touch the football, the receivers, the backs, whoever it is, wanting to have the ball in their hand. I definitely appreciate, even when those guys are frustrated, I understand that. And now in saying that, we have to do what's best for the whole. And that's a game plan week by week situation, and we'll see how it is going forward.
Jerod, you played the game, I played the game. And when you talk about the offensive line struggles, what is it that you're seeing on film that is creating these issues? Are guys not winning their one-on-one battles because, A, they're just not good enough, or because it's poor technique, or are they bringing more that you can block, or they're not able to pick up, you know, whether it's twist or games? What is the issue that is giving your O-line so many problems, especially in pass protection?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that in pass protection, because in the run game, it's totally different. I would say in pass pro, I think the fundamental issue is that we all just have to be on the same page and see the front through the same set of goggles, and we're still trying to work through that. So it's not one, you know, one particular person on every snap. It's one here, one there, one there, and that's always difficult to get straightened out. But that's our job. That's my job, and you know, that's a challenge or an opportunity that we look forward to correcting.
Kraft was on the field before the game and said that he had picked you as the next head coach 5 years ago. Was that news to you, or were you on the same page 5 years ago?
I wasn't on the same page 5 years ago, so he kept that one close to the vest.
Time now for the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store and add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Drake May said he hung around at the end of that game so he could speak to the GOAT, meaning Aaron Rodgers. Have you given him a little bit of a New England Patriot history lesson as to who the GOAT is?
You know, we all have our favorite players growing up. You know, growing up for me, you know, Lawrence Taylor was my favorite player. Bo Jackson was my favorite player. I really didn't have a favorite player on New England until I got here.
Who was it when you got here? Was it Tip?
Chip, I'm not that old. You think I'm as old as you?
I'm saying when you got here. Willie Mack?
Tip had got inducted into the Hall of Fame at that point in time. I was a big Brewski, you know, okay. Brady, Randy Moss fan. So.
I was a Big Ben Colts fan. So
who was the guy, Gerard, when you first entered that locker room on a team that had just come 2 minutes away from a perfect season? Who was the guy, if there was one, that you got starstruck by?
No, I wasn't on that team. Remember, I came the year after.
Right, when you came in 08.
Yeah, so I came in 08, and I'm like, you know, just like a silly rookie. I was like, well, I might be the missing piece for that one game. But, you know, first game, that was the Brady game. I was like, oh, shoot. But we still had a good team, won a bunch of games that year. And I wouldn't say I was so much starstruck by anyone, but I was very appreciative of the defensive line with Vince Wilfork, you know, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour, and, you know, being able to play with those guys.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to work and get ready to head out and head to the West Coast. And we appreciate you taking the time, as always, Gerard Mayo.
I appreciate it. Is Wiggy going to drive out over there, or
he's going to drive to San Francisco?
He's going to miss the flight. Oh, I missed the flight. All right, guys, take care.
Get a spot for me. I'll jump on the team plane. Just let me get a check.
I mean, I'm hoping that we'll be with you. I don't know what I assume that you'll be right in there bright and early Monday morning, even after coming back from the West Coast. So maybe we'll be with
whatever you guys need.
Okay.
I'll just stay awake.
All right, Coach. All right. Take care.
All right.
There he is. Our conversation with the coach, brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And we'll see if anybody got any nuggets from Gerard Mayo when we come right back.